How much were the pay?
Generally they give them the work for 10 cents an hour, 10 hours a day.
And they got their room and board.
Could make a dollar a day, and sometimes they'd get that, but most of the time now they'd pay 40 cents a day for board of that, out of that dollar a day. It was pretty tough sledding, but we done plenty of it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, did you raise a garden and do anything else while you were logging?
Yeah. They had always managed to put out their little crop. They'd put out their garden, and of course the family, most of them, you know, would have the wife or their kids would do the most of the taking care of the crop.
Yeah.
Would tend the crop.
Too bad.
Yeah, they growed sides of stuff to eat. They'd make their own potatoes, and they'd raise their own corn, and they'd have 2 or 3 acres of a crop of wheat, you know. And the thresher'd come around in the fall of the year and thresh that wheat, and they'd take it to we'd take it down here at the roller mill, and that's all the flour we'd get.
What did the men eat? What'd your mother feed the men?
Well, they would feed them potatoes, meat, and bread, and she in the morning, she'd make them a big pan full of what they call sawmill gravy.
Yeah.
Know.
She was a busy woman.
Oh yeah, they worked all the time. Yes, sir, he was busy. He sure was.
And then at lunchtime, did they come in, or did they just take something in a pail to the?
Pretty generally, they would come in for lunch, and sometimes where now from that boarding house, there'd be too many to try to pack lunch for them to take out of the morning.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes there'd be somebody if they'd maybe send in a man or two to come into the boarding house, and they'd have the dinner ready, and they'd have that all packed in big buckets, pails, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we'd carry it out to them men.
Regular hot meal.
Yeah, and they'd take their forks and spoons and knives. And we'd have coffee. Now, as a general thing, the way we'd do, we'd take the coffee. Some of us would take the coffee out with us in the morning. Well, we'd have, depending on how many men we was going to be at a lunch ground, we'd have a big coffee pot, and we'd make the coffee out there. It's too couldn't hardly pack coffee out.
Yeah.
But the other stuff, they'd bring it out. Just have these big pails, one to carry two of them. It'd generally take about two.
Yeah.
Two good husky men to carry out the lunch.
Yeah.
For them men to eat. You know, they eat, them loggers did, Lord goodness, they could take care of some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good life then.
It was a good life. I enjoyed it. And we called them the good old days. And they was, you didn't have nothing much to worry about. All this here confusion, killing and everything that's going on like that. Once in a while some of them would fall out, but hardly ever in them logging camps. You never hear of any trouble much in these logging camps.
Yeah.
Now finally when it got on up yonder to where these bigger logging camps, sometimes they'd some of them break over, have a little shooting spree, and then they'd get killed. But not often. I didn't know of very few men being killed in a logging camp.
You brought up something else, talking about that blacksmithing. Now, what did the blacksmith have to do out there
What the blacksmith had to do, you know, why he was always breaking out axe handles or peavey handles, and he'd rehandle them tools, and he kept them all sharpened. He'd keep them sharpened for you some. And then the horses, he was always tearing them shoes off, you know, and he had to keep shoes turned and ready to shoe them horses.
Did he do it during the day, or did they just bring them back?
Any time in the day, if one pulled a shoe off, that horse, they couldn't move him, you know, he'd break that hoof. It's so big and heavy, and them rocks and everything. They'd just pull him out on the side and send for the blacksmith, and he'd come out and put the shoe on him.
Did he have his whole apparatus in a trailer or something? In a wagon?
Where it was any distance much, as the other thing, it wouldn't be too far off. They would take him out there on the train. And if it wasn't, they'd have to get a man or two to help him carry his blacksmith outfit.
Yeah.
To where he could go and see, he'd have the shoe turned and all ready, and all he had to do was just go there and dress the foot off a little and nail it on.
Yeah. He didn't have to have any fire or anything when he got there?
No, not when he got there. No, everything was all just ready
to
nail the shoe right on.
Yeah.